Proclamation number 6435 of 26th of December, 1955. The work of redemption was accomplished by love. You once came forth from my love, and your nature was likewise love and thus also divine. Until your apostasy from me, which deprived you of all divinity. As a result of your apostasy, you became beings which could still call themselves my creations, but which were far removed from their original state, which were only variations of what I had once created. Nevertheless, they were products of my strength and also still permeated by my strength, otherwise they could no longer exist. However, as supremely perfect myself, I cannot be satisfied with imperfect creations, even if this imperfection was caused by their own will. And the aim I have set myself is and remains to guide these apostate creations back to perfection, to make them divine beings again, which they were in the beginning. But the imperfect constantly needs support. For this is a characteristic of their imperfection, that they are too weak to make an attempt upwards and that they are completely without realization of what they have forfeited themselves through their apostasy to the abyss and how they can right their wrong. The fallen creations are without light and without strength. And if I want to lead them back to me and to their former perfection, I have to provide them with light and strength beforehand, yet even then they are still free to decide whether they want to accept light and strength from me. My love let all beings arise, and they still possess my love even though they voluntarily renounced me and sank into the abyss. And my love constantly endeavors to change the lightless and powerless state. But one is to blame for their fall, and this one prevents the beings from returning upwards, and he also has power over them because they once voluntarily followed him to the abyss. Therefore a being which had remained faithful to me also offered to oppose this first fallen brother and to wrest the fallen beings from infamy. It wanted to help those who aspire to ascend, it wanted to help its fallen brothers to return to the Father where supreme bliss is. I myself could not take the beings from my adversary with my might, since I respect every being's free will. Yet he, too, was my son who wanted to help me liberate the fallen, and I also allowed him free will because love impelled him to his plan to accomplish a work of salvation on the weakened beings which, embedded as a human being, did not have the strength to liberate themselves from their Lord. Love could only make up for what unkindness had caused. Only a being full of strength could give its strength to the weak, incapable being, and only a being full of love could be full of strength. So such a being full of strength and love descended to earth to bring salvation in great need. And I gave my blessing to it, for I longed for my children whom that being of light wanted to bring back to me, to whom it wanted to show the way to me. I sent my son to earth, who carried me within himself through his greater than great love, which was meant for me and also for his fallen brothers. Love accomplished a work of redemption. Love took care of those unhappy creatures, love imparted to them the strength and the light which had been lost to them. The love which is my fundamental substance and which filled the being of the man Jesus, in whom the soul of light had embedded itself. Love therefore took possession of him, and everything the man Jesus thought, spoke and did was determined by love. And thus, Love then accomplished the work of redemption on people. Love led the children back to the Father. I myself redeemed them from Satan's bondage and gave them light and strength. Love brought my children back to me. Amen.